This is Dr. Kasim, QSI. I'm getting a history president for a veteran patient. Send a DEWAR lesson, DEWAR, D-E-W-A-R for him. Send a data clinic visit is the data clinic visit is the data clinic visit is the eighteenth of January 2013 for first history presentation on the plan period. Patient has been feeling first history presentation on the plan period. Patient was in a usual state of health till about a few weeks ago. Patient at that time felt a lump in the right breast while taking a shower. Interestingly, a few weeks before this, coma patient had a mammogram, which was read as normal. A patient in the past also has had mammograms annually, and they were all normal. She brought the lump to the attention of her primary care, to the attention of her gynecologist, who referred her for an evaluation by Dr. Perry, P-E-R-R-Y. A patient had a ultrasound-guided biopsy of the mass. Biopsy showed this to be invasive ductal carcinoma. A patient then decided to go to MD Anderson Cancer Center. A patient there was evaluated by Dr. Valero, V-A-L-E-R-O, in breast medical oncology. A patient was also evaluated by a breast surgeon. The patient was recommended to undergo neoadjuvant chemotherapy, as she has a large right breast cancer and also has the right axillary lymphadenopathy, which was biopsied and showed metastatic disease. She has had a bone scan and CT scans of the chest, abdomen, and pelvis. The bone scan was normal. I do not have the reports of the CT scans, but according to the patient, the CT scans did not show any evidence of metastatic disease. Patient has been recommended to undergo 12 weekly doses of paclitaxel, followed by 4 cycles of adriamycin and cyclophosphamide. She is here today to discuss the chemotherapy regimen and to plan the start of the chemotherapy as soon as possible. Next week, the plan on the same patient, same day period. Ms. Dewar is a lady with a history of recently diagnosed right-sided locally advanced breast carcinoma. If patient is a candidate for neoadjuvant chemotherapy, I agree with the recommendation to treat her with the combination of paclitaxel followed by adriamycin and cyclophosphamide. We discussed at length the potential toxicities from the paclitaxel part of the chemotherapy. I explained to the patient that the potential toxicities include but not limited to nausea, vomiting, trauma, hair loss, trauma, drop in blood counts with increased risk of infection and of bleeding, trauma, nerve damage, trauma, allergic reactions, and skin rashes. Patient will need to take the dexamethasone pre-medication. Will also be referred for a port, PORD port placement. We discussed the pros and cons of having a port placed. Patient has been referred to Dr. Mosier for this. Patient will be tentatively scheduled to start the chemotherapy later this week. She will call us sooner if she has any new complaints. Next paragraph. I would like to thank you for this opportunity to take part in the care of this patient, and I'll keep you updated of her progress. This is the end of the patient. Thank you.